You're listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Oh, this is so good. I just have to share it. Oh, my goodness. You remember we've interviewed Penny Marie and she's been on a tour. She did the South Island and the North Island on her Let Kids Be Kids. And you recall that she was denied a meeting room by the Marlborough District Council. Wow. Free Speech Union picked it up and have had a glorious win, which they've reported. And I just want to share it with you because it is so good. Here's what the Free Speech Union says. This is a short note to celebrate a big win. Well done. Another fight goes to the goodies as we stand up to the bullies. And so you recall that Melbourne District Council refused to allow Let Kids Be Kids use a public meeting room because they didn't seem to be, quote, inclusive. Now, Let Kids Be Kids is going around just explaining what is happening in our schools with the sex education and so-called well-being programs running in our schools. Nothing more, nothing less. Denied a meeting room. Our team, this is a Speech Union talking, saw this for what it was straight away. Quote, an illegal, discriminatory and unacceptable decision where council staff were taking it upon themselves to protect the public from harmful perspectives. So the Free Speech Union prepared a legal opinion. They were convinced it was a clear breach of rights, sent it to them, told them they had until Friday last week, or they'd see them in court. Free Speech Union had three demands. This is what I'm writing to you, reading to you about, because this is so good. The mayor must write a public apology to Let Kids Be Kids on behalf of the council, not blaming it on the staff, but as democratically elected representatives taking responsibility for not running the council in a way that respects ratepayers' basic rights. We told her there must be no nose-holding, no vague references or questionable aspersions about the group. It's not up to the council to decide who has or doesn't have an acceptable opinion. Oh, how good is that? The mayor, the mayor has to write this public apology for doing this. Oh, this is going to send a shudder around every council in New Zealand. They've agreed to that, and that letter will be made available by Friday. Two, the CEO must host a Free Speech Union in Marlborough to run an education seminar for the council staff. We will outline why free speech matters to public bodies like councils, why we all benefit from this basic liberty, and how we all lose when we neglect this freedom. Be interesting. I wonder if there's an obligation in there that the staff turn up. Or do they just say, you can have a seminar, but we won't make it compulsory? But here's the thing. How damning must this legal opinion be? Because the council just folded and rolled over in a heartbeat. They agreed, we'll have the opportunity to do this by the end of next month. The council must review the policy that led to this whole issue and change it so council staff no longer feel they have the right or the responsibility to protect the community from harmful, hateful views. Do we really think our local librarians are the ones that we should be trusting to decide who can use council facilities? The policy was too vague and needs clarity around the duties the council has to respect basic rights. They agreed. This policy will be amended within the next 30 days. Well, that's a huge win for the Free Speech Union here in New Zealand. It's also a huge win for Let Kids Be Kids because it shows that they do have a right to have their views and to present them in public places. Owned by councils. And how is it, ladies and gentlemen, that it's our librarians? Apparently from this, it was the librarians who were denying Penny Marie and Elizabeth Cave the opportunity to give their presentation. By the way, I went to their presentation both in Arrowtown and in Wanaka because I enjoyed it so much. I went to the second and got more out even of the second, even though it was the same presentation. It's such a lot of material. It was wonderful. It was shocking to me about what is going on in the schools and shocking about the implications. But apart from what? Highlighting bad doings in the Ministry of Education and in our schools, there was nothing untoward. But the librarians and Marlborough District Council took it upon themselves to prevent the meeting occurring in a council space. By the way, the meeting in Arrowtown was in a church hall, and the one in Wanaka, church hall, because they'd given up, I guess, trying to use council facilities. So the councils are saying, oh, if you're going to hold a meeting explaining to parents and to grandparents what's happening in our schools, we're going to prevent you having the meeting. Hang on. We pay our rates. You want our votes. And you're going to decide that we can't know what is happening in our schools? This is sick. And we have to have a free speech union just to allow us to meet in public and debate and discuss issues of concern. Whoever would have thought that here in New Zealand it would come to this? I support Let Be Kids 100%. I support the Free Speech Union 100%. I think the Free Speech Union goes a bit wobbly sometimes, but too liberal for my mind. Like, for example, they don't think we should oppose. This is a great contradiction, isn't it? They don't think we should oppose, what's it? The transvestites having story time with kids. They think that's a free speech issue. Not to my mind. Not to my mind at all. Transvestites can go and talk. Retirement village, adults, but not acceptable to young kids. What's a free speech union say about having like an R16 movie? Is it a free speech issue? No, because we understand that we actually have to protect our kids. Precisely the same language that the council uses, we actually have to protect our kids from harm. Why? Because they're kids. That's why there's an enormous difference. And the Free Speech Union, I think, is confused there. So the councils won't allow Let Kids Be Kids meet in a council space, but then will spend money paying men to put on lipstick, put on mascara, put on a dress, put on high heels, and mock a woman. And to do so, reading to toddlers. Councils pay for that. That is wrong. Why? Because it's normalizing aberrant behavior. Is that the right word? It's normalizing. Maybe aberrant behavior is wrong. It's normalizing the idea that a man can choose to be a woman. We all loved Barry Humphries when he was Dame Edna. But we were all in on the gag. It was a gag. He was pretending to be a woman. He wasn't saying he was a woman. He was Barry Humphries. And it has a long history. But with the reading to toddlers, they're saying they are women. Born men, decided to be women. Oh, what was it? Born in the wrong body. And they realize that actually, truly, they have some sort of mysterious gender soul within them. And it's not their chromosomes that decide their sex, but something mysterious that no one can identify that's in their body that makes them a woman. And so they're a woman. And so we're teaching toddlers. Can you imagine you're a toddler with your mum and your dad and you're going along there and you're saying, what the hell? By the way, I've got to worry about mums that take their kids. You hear a couple of men mocking women, saying, hey, look, we're men, but no, we're women. We're women, we truly are women. And even the way they so flamboyantly, they're mocking women. And they take their toddlers along to that to hear them read. This is an attack on womanhood. And of course, if you attack womanhood, you're attacking manhood. And of course, if you're attacking womanhood and attacking manhood, you're attacking the family. And you're attacking the fundamental values, Christian values, or I guess any religious values that hold a society together. That's what's going on here. And so the Free Speech Union, 99.99999% fantastic. They've had a fantastic win on behalf of Let Kids Be Kids and on behalf of you and me and everyone else for free speech. Good on them. They've literally hurt the council. Literally, the mayor and the chief executive have been, well, I suppose, humiliated for their error and their mistake because they've allowed the censors to just run wild over the people that pay their salary. And so they've had to front up. Good on them. 100% good on them. But like I say, it's like every organization, we can be critical of them. And I think when it comes to the story time, I draw a line, not free speech. Let kids be kids. They're touring the North Island. Go to their webpage. Find out where they are presenting, Penny Marie and Elizabeth Cave. I promise you, if you get along, you wouldn't have want to have missed it. They're doing great work, and their presentation is tremendous, a tremendous amount of information in a short time. But be warned, you'll be upset and you'll be made angry. If you don't go along, you're burying your head in the sand. It's Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Please send us a text at 2057. Email me inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.